It's 10 a.m.
Wake up time!
And you're listening to Utah's most listened to sports radio show. This is Hans Olsen and Scotty G. Presented by WCF Insurance. Reminding you to be careful out there. On 97.5 1280 The Zone and The Zone Sports Network.
But for all the sickness to go gone, because I wanted to play with my friends.
Hey, welcome on in, 97.5, 1280 The Zone and The Zone Sports Network. Hans Olsen, Scott Girard. Hope you're having a good Wednesday. All right, you got a lot of, we had a little rain. We had a ton of wind last night. Did the wind make it down to you?
No, for the first time.
You got to be kidding me.
In the history of this state, the wind did not hit us. It just hit up north. But you guys had horrible
winds. Oh, yeah, we got wrecked. Not quite as bad as it was back in the fall.
When you were losing trees?
When my willow tree got pruned, even though we weren't planning on it.
Yeah, but that's the worst wind that that area's probably had in years, right?
I would think so. It was really bad. But
did you lose any trees this time?
I walked around the house a little bit, some branches, but nothing that I could tell.
Because it was like 60 miles per hour up there.
Yeah, right? it was rough. And our house is a little on the older side, and so you feel every creak and every groan that house makes. And all night I'm like, this place is going to look like a trailer park in Alabama after a tornado. Like, it just...
like a spilt box of toothpicks?
Yeah, like, this is not going to end well for me.
It's not that bad. Can you feel it wiggle?
Oh, yeah, like I was watching... By the way, have you watched Breaking Bad? I know I'm, like, way late on this.
Couple episodes.
And yeah, so, we're kind of binging through that right now. And I know we're late to the party. Like, hey, nice of you to show up. But I'm like, that's some weird camera work they're doing. And I'm like, oh no, that's not camera work. It's the TV shaking because it's next to the wall and we're getting hit with 60 mile an hour wind.
What is this? Is this a Friday night's filmography? What is this?
Yeah. I look over my wife. I'm like, hey,
but your wall was moving,
but the wall was kind of moving with the wind.
Wait, so you just started Breaking Bad?
I did. Yeah.
Okay. So I told you the guy in that show that says the B word a lot, he calls everybody the B
Aaron
word.
Aaron Paul? Yeah.
So
he's an Idaho guy, isn't he?
Yeah, he's from Emmett. And I grew up next to his grandpa was our next door neighbor.
Oh, really?
Yeah. His grandpa is a very religious man. And I don't think endorses what that movie's all about.
I don't know if he endorses his life anymore.
Heck of an actor, though.
Is he really?
I thought he was doing a really good job. Now, yeah, like, maybe he's just kind of a typecast dude because I don't think he's done anything since Breaking Bad.
Yeah, he kind of felt he did a movie called Need for Speed that was not very good.
That's a stupid name of a movie.
I saw him in one movie with Dwayne The Rock Johnson and Kevin Hart. He's in a movie called Something Intelligence.
Central Intelligence.
Is it Central Intelligence? Might be Central Intelligence. He's the bad guy in it.
Oh, really?
I think it's called Artificial Intelligence.
By the way, that's the worst movie I've ever seen. AI.
That's a Will Smith movie.
No, that
it's
was
not artificial.
No, that was one with like the Sixth Sense guy, kid.
I haven't seen that.
I hated that movie.
That's got Haley Joel Osment in it.
He's a little robot dude.
Oh, okay. Not good at all, huh?
No.
Why?
Trash.
What happened? What happened with it?
It's like 5 hours long. It's really boring. It's stupid. Never watch that. If you were to ask me what's the worst movie I've ever seen in a theater, it would be AI.
You actually went to the theater to see that.
Yeah. Ugh. Yeah, I did. Yeah.
It's that bad.
Oh, yes.
I was asking you last night, who is the actor or actress that people like that bugs you? And I told you, mine is Rosario Dawson. I can't, for 5 seconds, I can't watch her without being just agitated. And it doesn't matter. Like, I've never seen her in anything, and I'm like, oh.
Really?
Good hire. Really good casting there.
For me, my number one is Angelina Jolie. She annoys me. Probably number two is Johnny Depp. who for some reason really annoys me. And then Leo DiCaprio is right up there, too.
Why does Johnny Depp annoy you?
Why does Rosario Dawson annoy you?
I can't figure it out.
Same thing. It's just like I see him up there, and he's like, oh, look, he's supposed to be so funny, and he's a pirate. Oh, I'm like, hey, get out of here. Nobody likes you.
What about in Benny and June?
Same thing.
Benny
Actually,
and June.
I don't even really remember
about what's
Benny
eating
and June.
Gilbert Grape. Then the you only... got DiCaprio and Johnny Depp.
I know. Again, trash movie.
Whoa! Don't
what's
you
eating Gilbert
dare.
Grape is
walking up the stairs killed
amazing.
The mom. I mean, come on.
Amazing movie.
It's not that amazing.
Oh, it's an amazing movie.
Match in the gas tank. Boom, boom.
My shoe don't fall off. You got to be kidding me. That movie.
And you know what? The fact that the two of you quote it at least five times a day only enrages me more about that movie.
We don't do it five
We're
times
not
a
going
day.
Easily. Anywhere. We're not going anywhere. Hey, where are you going?
Yeah. Such an underrated movie.
I could quote that movie.
I know, and you do it every
day long. I didn't realize that you had this. I didn't realize you had these emotions, these feelings.
It's not
about
emotions. It's just like,
had we known this, we probably wouldn't even mention this movie.
Oh no, you'd mention it more because I'm going to hear it a lot more now.
What, Lloyd? Give me some more Johnny Depp movies.
Pirates of the Caribbean.
I'm with you on the Pirates of the Caribbean. Can't stand it. Can't. It's stomached about.
I was fine
minutes,
with the first one. I didn't mind the first one. Then it was just like, eh. You didn't like the first one, huh?
No.
Like
no,
I was fine with the first one, but then it's like okay, it ran its course.
And you know how I am about the Caribbean. Like I'm all about it. Like it's the history of the pirates in that area. When I go to those islands, that's all I do is just I love to absorb the history of the pirates. Like it. But that movie was just terrible. Horrible.
Yeah.
What about The Secret Window? Did you watch that one?
No.
I don't even know what that is.
Mm-mm. Haven't
That's
seen
Johnny
it.
Depp. That's a, kind of a scary one.
The Look, only, the if only there's thing, anything that you say with Johnny Depp, chances are I have not seen it.
The only two movies I think I like with Johnny Depp are Benny and June and What's Eating Gilbert Grape.
No.
Oh, yeah, he was good in that. Edward Scissorhands. He was good in that.
Because he's always, and by the way, if you're going to ask me what director I think annoys me, Tim Burton.
Yeah,
and
I
so
don't
you go,
like Tim Burton.
You go Tim Burton and Johnny Depp because those guys are always tied at the hip. It's like, ugh.
You're right. I don't like Tim Burton at all. Lloyd, what actor or actress that people like just bugs you?
You know who has started to bug me? And now I'm going blank on his dang name. The guy from Step Brothers.
Will the
Ferrell.
Other guy?
Will Ferrell. No, oh, Will Ferrell. Ferrell. Will Ferrell has started to bug me. Like, he really has. Like, he's just kind of ran his course a little bit.
Interesting.
All right. I was afraid you were going to say the guy that was on Step, that was it Riley?
No, I love him.
Because that dude kills me. Oh, I think he's funnier than Will Ferrell.
I'm with you on that. Will Ferrell just ran his course. Like, it's just like his movies aren't, like, they're not funny anymore. They're just not good.
Gilbert Grape. He's in it.
Well, I like him, but I'm not going to watch that movie for him.
Remember, he wanted to be the manager of the Burger Barn.
And the only thing good about Benny and June was that I would walk 500 miles song. That's about the only thing that came out of that.
Dang
that was
good,
worth a darn.
Dang good song. No, there's a lot of good that came out of that.
And you like Benny and June because the
Mary Stewart.
Yeah, that's your crush right there.
I will always love Mary Stewart Masterson. Always. She.
Add Tom Cruise on there, by the way. Tom Cruise bugs the heck out of me now.
You know,
kind of always has a little bit.
You know, when Hans asked me that, I actually kind of thought about that for a second. But I actually like some of the Mission Impossible movies, and there's some movies out there that I like of his. So he's not like an admission. Oh, Tom Cruise is in it? No. Like, you know, what's the lawyer movie?
The Firm?
No. Okay. I'm going to open myself up. Not A Few Good Men. Anyway. Oh, stop it. No more.
Is it not A Few Good Men?
I think it is A Few Good. Is that the I Need You on That Wall? You need.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. That one, I love that. I like that movie. So I can't just immediately eliminate Tom Cruise.
Tom Cruise has done enough. What about like The airplane one. Top Gun.
I will look forward. I look forward to seeing the new Top Gun.
Yeah, the new Top Gun's coming out, right?
Yeah.
Anyway, I like Tom Cruise. It's Rosario Dawson. I don't even know how she has a job in Hollywood. Period. She's a horrible actor or actress. Horrible.
Not great. Mm-hmm. Not great. All right, let's get to it. Starting lineup. It's all right here on 97.5, 1280 The Zone.
This is Hans and Scotty G.
Let's go!
And now it's time to kick off the show with the biggest topic of the day. This is the Starting Lineup. Starting Lineup. Presented by University of Utah Health. Gotta love it! On 97.5, 1280 The Zone and The Zone Sports Network.
Well, Scotty, we are exactly 2 weeks away from tomorrow, the NFL draft, where BYU stands to finally get some notoriety and recognition. There are a lot of names that are draft eligible, and I kind of wanted to go through some of my thoughts and expectations. When talking with some different people down in Provo, talking with some people that know the draft extremely well, that know the talent extremely well, trying to build my own opinion of the talent that BYU's has draft eligible and trying to put a number by their name. I wanted to go through some stuff because, correct me if I'm wrong, we know that Utah does not have a draft eligible player.
Correct.
Does Utah State have a draft eligible player?
No, not this year.
So it's really just BYU this year.
And BYU fans are going to be puffing out their chest on draft day, for sure.
BYU's got some numbers. Okay, let's start with this really quick. What impact will COVID play on the draft this year? Will, knowing what we know, is this going to be a flooded draft or is this a lean draft? Are there a lot of names or less names because so many guys came back for
their I think less names.
See, I think next year you don't want to be in the draft.
Next year is going to be crazy, yeah.
Next year, I think there's going to be a flood and it's going to be a problem. But this year, I think that a lot of these guys made the decision based off of their name and notoriety through a really good season, through a very difficult time. A top two overall quarterback in Zach Wilson and, you know, finally getting some TV time. They got some TV. I know they didn't play great teams, but I promise you everybody was watching that Coastal Carolina game.
Oh, yeah. So the game of the year.
It was the game of the year. And it ended up being fantastically exciting and interesting. It didn't matter who was on the field. Those were great offenses, good quarterbacks, really good coaches. Coaches that had good game plans and two undefeated teams at the time? Were they both undefeated?
I think so, yeah.
I thought they were.
I think maybe
Coastal Carolina had one loss. I know BYU was undefeated at the time.
I'm pretty sure both of them were.
If not, it was one loss combined between the two of them.
Yeah, Coastal Carolina did not lose until they lost to Liberty the final game of the year.
Not Liberty. Oh, man. Oh, my gosh. Does Liberty still got that Kevin Graham lookalike?
Hugh Freeze?
Yeah.
I believe so, yeah.
Oh, my gosh. So I think a lot of these guys, like, for instance, Dax Milne, I think he capitalized on the moment.
Yeah.
I think he took it all in and thought to himself.
And you believe he'll be drafted, right?
So he's on my list. I've got four guys from BYU I think are going to be drafted. We'll start with Zach Wilson. Obviously, I think Zach Wilson will be the second pick overall to the New York Jets.
Yes, sir.
We'll go to Brady Christensen. Brady Christensen I think will go next for BYU, and I think Brady Christensen's a fourth-round pick.
Okay.
And I'm going to say middle to end of fourth round. Could slip into the fifth. But Brady Christensen, a very draftable tackle. Next, I'm going to go Kyrus Tonga.
You think Brady goes ahead of Kyrus?
I do. I think Kyrus Tonga will be picked up in the sixth round. Sometime middle to end of sixth round. Kyrus Tonga will be given a pretty good shot. And then I think Dax Milne is a seventh-round pick. He could go in the sixth. I think he slips into the seventh. But I think BYU's got four draft picks. Now, a lot of people think that Chris Wilcox did enough to be drafted. They feel like his numbers were good enough in pro day. They feel like he had a lot of opportunity to be seen on TV. And a lot of people feel like Chris Wilcox is a draftable defensive back in the NFL. Can you take a stab at the last defensive back to be drafted from BYU? Take a stab at the last defensive back to be drafted from BYU. How far back do you think you got to go?
I can't come up with a name. But what I will say is I think you're probably looking at late 80s, early 90s.
You are right on.
Because there was some talent. There was some talent in that defensive backfield.
Okay, you're right on the year.
Like probably.
I'm going to give you the year. I'm going to tell you, this guy has gained a ton of, I don't know. He's become BYU's face and image lately.
Well, Derwin Gray?
Derwin Gray. That is the last defensive back drafted for BYU. You nailed the year, 1993, early 90s. So
yeah.
1993. But Derwin Gray was the last defensive back drafted for BYU. And I look at BYU's defense back, and that doesn't mean that he's the last defensive back that made it and played. You know, obviously you've got Daniel Sorensen who's doing fantastic things. And by the way, this is defensive back. Daniel Sorensen.
Sorensen wasn't drafted.
He was a free agent.
He was a free agent. Who was the guy that played for the Cardinals for a while? Aaron Francisco.
Francisco.
Yeah, he wasn't drafted.
My goodness. It's crazy. You got to go back to 93. Because they've had guys that are playing. In fact, they've got one or two guys that are playing out of corner right now. Davis? Is it Michael Davis?
Yeah.
So they've got guys that have come in free agents and done it. I just don't know if an NFL team is going to take a flyer on a BYU defensive back. So they'll take a flyer. Somebody will give him. He'll probably have multiple options in free agency. And I also think Zane Anderson is going to have multiple options in free agency.
He's going to get a guy that, I mean, look, the skill set is so high that I got to imagine he'll get an invite and you just hope the body can hold up. Because you and I are both big fans of Zane. Yeah. That's a guy that you spend 5 minutes in a conversation with. I chatted with him for probably about 10 minutes after after we got off the air during a BYU media day a couple of years ago.
Yeah.
You're hard pressed not to love that dude.
Incredible person.
And that's, you know, and here's the thing that.
And an incredible athlete.
And by the way, I'm getting off the rails here a little bit. And this is why I think you and I cheer for individuals, not necessarily teams. Like, you know, you went to BYU. I call Utah State games. I went to Utah State. And I think a lot of people think, oh, Hans is a BYU honk or Scott's a Utah State honk. And the thing is, you just get, when you get to know people, you want to root for them. You want them to be successful. And Zane has always been at the top of that list.
Always.
It's just, and your heart breaks when he gets injured. You get excited when he does well. Like, we don't cheer for teams per se. We cheer for individuals and that we know that we've gotten to know a little bit, that we know their story, we know their adversity and some of the things they've dealt with. And that's why Zane's always been really high on my list, because he's such a good dude.
Top of the list.
Yeah.
One of my favorite all-time BYU players. He goes up there with so many greats and so many guys that I've come to appreciate the way they played and their character over the years. He's definitely up there. And I hope that an NFL team gives him a real chance, because if he's healthy going into camp, he'll make a roster. And if he can stay healthy, not only will he make and I'm not talking about the 54. I'm talking about he'll make a roster, a practice squad. He'll find a way to stick with the team. And if he can stay healthy, he will find his way onto a football field through special teams, because he's a big enough body. He'll find his way onto a football field. And my advice to Zane would be, do everything you can. Stay healthy and put the money in your body now. Give yourself every chance. Don't quit. give yourself every chance and go for this dream. Try to stay healthy and then fight tooth and nail on those special teams. I know that Brett Kiesel became a superstar defensive end for the Pittsburgh Steelers. He made the Steelers by being a special teams player. He made that roster by being a special teams player and then worked his way onto the field otherwise. So I'm hoping that for Zane. Do you believe Matt Bushman is going to get a chance?
I think he'll get a chance. I don't think he's getting drafted.
He won't get drafted.
Yeah, but I think somebody's going to take a flyer on him. I mean, with his father-in-law's connections in the league.
Somebody's going to put him in a
camp. Somebody's going to give him a chance, yeah.
Somebody's going to put him in a camp.
And I think they're going to come away with a steal, too.
They could. If he can stay healthy, they absolutely could. Outside of that, Zach Daw, Troy Warner, Tristan Hodge, Chandon Herring, Isaiah Kafusi, Kavika Fonua, I think they might all get a look. I don't expect any of them to make a game day roster. I would be shocked. I think they're all great guys. I hope that they get that opportunity. But I've got four draft picks. Zach Wilson, Brady Christensen, Kyrus Tonga, and Dax Milne are the four I expect to see drafted in the next 2 weeks.
Hey, we're hanging out here at My Hearing Center, 801-438-7058. That's the number you need to call right now as we're giving away a free set of these ActiveX hearing aids. You call during the show right now, you schedule a free hearing evaluation for you or a loved one, and you'll be entered into win a drawing for those hearing aids. Again, to qualify, you have to be one of the first 30 people to call and get on the schedule. You try a set of these risk-free latest technology hearing aids. You try them for 30 days, and you get a gift card to the Home Depot, regardless of whether or not you keep them or not. So they give you 30 days to try them out, see if they change your life, and more often than not, it's changing people's lives.
It really is, man. You know, I've talked about my own father, his hearing loss, and how much that affects him. And, you know, it's nice because you can find exactly what you're looking for here at My Hearing Centers. If you want something that connects to a phone that is the brand new, latest and greatest in technology and can activate in certain ranges, you can get that. If you just want something that turns up the volume a little bit, they can help you with that too.
Call right now, 801-438-7058. It's 801-438-7058 right here on 97.5, 1280 The Zone.
The Big Show. The Big Show. With Jake Scott and Gordon Monson.
North Texas softball pitcher Hope Troutwine. She threw, a perfect game would be nobody gets on base, right? What's a perfect game if you strike out everybody? 21 consecutive strikeouts. And she didn't get to three balls once.
Yeah, but did she suffer any foul balls?
21 consecutive strikeouts. She didn't get to three balls once.
Look, I'm just saying, maybe she struck everybody out, but if batters were fouling the ball off left and right, then they were this close.
What? I'm just beside myself right now. I don't know what to do.
Just kidding. That's a terrific accomplishment.
Were there any foul balls?
Catch the Big Show weekdays from 2 to 7. Presented by Big O Tires, the team you trust. On 97.5, 1280 The Zone and The Zone Sports Network.
Hans and Scotty, 97.5, 1280 The Zone and The Zone Sports Network. David's Vision Spring LASIK Sale going on now. Get rid of those contacts and glasses and save $1,000. Start your road to better vision at David's Vision Center. Check them out at davidsvisionmd.com or call them today, 801-253-3080. That's 801-253-3080. That is Davis Vision.
We'll jump into this Jazz game in just a second. I want to mention this breaking news that's coming out of Pittsburgh. Apparently Aaron Donald, and the only reason I bring this up is as breaking news, I think Aaron Donald is, if not the best player in the NFL, top three players in the NFL.
Yeah.
Like if we held an NFL draft and I was going to take a non-quarterback, it'd be Aaron Donald. That's how much he controls a game. Pittsburgh attorneys say that this man will be filing assault charges against Aaron Donald. He has released pictures just now on social media. The attorney is Todd Hollis, and he's now providing these pictures of DeVincent Spriggs, who's the man that intends to file the criminal charges against Donald for the assault in overnight hours. This was just over the weekend, Scotty. This last weekend. Happened about 3-4 o'clock in the morning outside of a club on the city's south side. And this guy, and I'm sure you've seen the pictures by now.
Yeah, he doesn't look like he's going to be looking out of that eye anytime soon.
No, there's a lot of damage to his eye. There's a lot of damage to this individual. His eye took multiple stitches, and he had a pretty severe concussion and some other damage. But Aaron Donald looks to be in a little bit of legal trouble right now if this is in fact what happened, if he did in fact cause this damage to this man.
Per KDKA Melinda Roeder, Spriggs, the victim, says Donald punched him after he accidentally bumped into him. He suffered a concussion, a broken arm, and 16 stitches near his eye.
A broken arm too, huh?
Yeah. I don't know how you get a broken arm off a punch, but...
off of Jeff bumping into somebody?
Hey, that's all he's claiming. He just bumped into him.
Yeah, well, we'll get the full story on that.
Yeah.
I'd like to say I highly doubt that it was just a bump that caused this kind of damage or a man to impose this kind of damage on somebody.
But if there's a guy that could break an arm off one punch to the eye, it would be Aaron Donald.
Very explosive. Very, very explosive. And I do know that when you're a professional athlete, you feel invincible. You feel entitled. I didn't realize my own strength at that point. I knew I could cause damage.
Yeah.
But what you don't understand is, like, I'm manhandling 320-pound trained athletes every day. You go and put that same type of physical, you know, push onto just an everyday ordinary man, and you're going to break ribs. And so a guy like Aaron Donald, even though this might have been a bigger man, and it looks like a pretty big dude.
Pretty big dude, yeah.
You throw a punch, an explosive punch like that, and you cause damage, it really doesn't matter what caused it. That's the thing that's really tough about a physical altercation like this. This guy could say, yeah, no, I told him his girlfriend's ugly. And this is what he did to me. You can't do that.
No.
Aaron's defense can't be like, well, he said my girlfriend was ugly. And so you collapsed his face? Well, yeah, he said that she was really ugly. And you broke his arm? Yeah, he said that she smelled bad, too. And you gave him this level of concussion? Not okay. So we'll see how this works out for Aaron Donald. I'm a big Aaron Donald fan. This makes me sad. This is the first run-in with the law that I've seen from him.
Yeah, I haven't done any background on him, but I think so, as far as I can tell. It just seems weird that, like, there's got to be more to it. And by the way, even if you're right, even if it's more than just a bump, which this guy claims he ran, you know, bumped into him. Even if it's more than that, he was giving him all kinds of grief. He's like, hey, man, your team sucks. Your coach sucks. Rams suck.
Hey, way to flop.
You guys can't do squat when you get in the playoffs.
Always choke.
Yeah. I don't care. You still can't cave the dude's face in. You're right. Even if he's saying stuff about your mom or your girlfriend or your wife or both of them, I don't know. Like, you're just... he's going after everybody. You can't do it.
Now, if this guy gave you a hard shove and you felt like you were in danger, you can defend yourself.
Now, that's a different conversation.
If this is, in fact, Aaron Donald who did this, self-defense is the only way to get out of any type of true criminal punishment, because this man's damaged. That eye is horrible. 16 stitches, broken arm.
That's not a pretty picture. That were tweeted out.
Not at all. Not a good look for him.
No, No, it is not. And yeah, that's a difficult one to come back from. I don't know what lawyer is going to. Now, look, he'll have the best of the best representing him, but that's still going to be a tough sell to be like, hey, you know what? My guy here just accidentally bumped into him. This guy here bumped into him and my client felt threatened. And you're like, well, I'm looking at your client and I'm looking at him. How could he possibly feel threatened?
It's Aaron Donald.
But to get in your mind a little bit, though, like when you're an athlete and you're right, you know, you feel bigger and stronger than everybody else out there. And if you feel like
more important
and more important, you have a level of entitlement mm-hmm. and you feel like somebody's either disrespecting you or trying to challenge you. Like maybe you took that bump as a guy like, oh, he's trying to get in, see if he can knock me off my base a little bit. He's trying to go out and like, hey, dude, I just put a shoulder into Aaron Donald and I moved him. Like that pride can be a really powerful thing, and frankly, it can be a pretty dangerous thing, too.
It is such a bad position to be put in. It is a rock and a hard spot. And, I mean, Scotty, I'm in a similar situation right now where, like, I can't throw a punch. I can't get in a fight. And you know of a situation about 2 months ago where a guy flat out challenged me, put my family in danger. I got out. I addressed him. And he challenged me, like he wanted to fight. And luckily, I had some family that was there that stepped in and and really took care of the business. And I was able to get in the car and avoid a situation that could have been horrible for me.
Yeah,
absolutely terrible. In the moment, the first thing in my mind was, if something happens, if I hit this guy, if I get in a big fight and hurt this individual, it's a no-win situation for me.
No.
Because everybody knows how big I am. I'm somewhat known in the state. It might make news.
It'd make news.
And if it makes news, my job might be in jeopardy. Yeah. If I don't have a very good reason. Now, this guy nearly drove his motorbike right into the side of my car, but he didn't.
Yeah.
And this guy was threatening me, but didn't put his hands on me. But I felt like shutting his mouth, and so I was very close to shutting his mouth. But that would have been me making the first move. He never made a move on me. And so I was very close to the situation. And in my mind, I'm thinking, in that very moment, I'm thinking, what's the ultimate fallout here? It's the exact same when you're a professional athlete. It's the exact same. You're taking all those things into account. Now, I know Aaron Donald. What is he, 29, 30?
I think he's a little younger than that.
Is he 20, 27, 28?
Yeah, I think he's in that range, yeah.
Okay, so if I'm Aaron Donald, I'm thinking to myself, I'm old enough and mature enough, and I've been around the block enough, and I know that my name is big enough that the second I address this man physically,
29, you're right.
It's going to be all over the news.
Yep.
Everybody's going to see it. Everybody's going to know it. And if I do it, Scotty, I darn well better have a very great reason to have done it. The only way I don't get fired if I collapse that dude's face is if he shoved me and threatened my family.
Yeah, then you're fine.
Then I'm fine.
But if it's just a shouting match and you take the first swing,
it's over.
It's over.
Well, that's how it should be for Aaron Donald. That's how it should be for a professional athlete. The problem is, growing up as an athlete, professional athletes typically grow up as athletes, and they become stronger, they become more known, they become more respected, they become more powerful, they become all of these things, and that kind of creates this animal inside of your head as a professional athlete, that anybody that challenges me, anybody that gets in my way, I'm going to destroy and dominate.
Yeah.
And if you feel entitled enough and if people have covered up enough for you, maybe when he was at Pitt, maybe he had a couple things that were covered up and you feel like, oh, people will take care of me. Maybe you do something stupid like this. I would have never done it because I was always on the bubble. I was always on the bubble.
Yeah.
One stupid mistake, and I was cut from the NFL. Aaron Donald, you're right. He'll have the right attorneys. They may find film of this. even if they do find film of this, maybe he justifies it. Maybe the guy does more than bumps into him. Maybe he threw a shoulder into him. And Aaron Donald's attorneys turn this into and get him off the hook because he's this big bad superstar. But it is it's a totally different level of mentality. And I hesitate to talk about it because I know that a lot of people, when they're listening to me talk about it, they build this negative perception of professional athletes. Like, jerk, entitled jerk, rich, entitled jerk. You know, like, they build this perception. The problem is it takes a different mentality to be a professional athlete. Specifically, a professional football player.
Yeah.
Or a... any type of contact sport, boxing or mixed martial arts, specifically boxing and mixed martial arts. You have to have a completely different mentality to be a high-level participant in that. And sometimes that leads to a volatile, unexpected nature. And people do challenge you.
Yeah.
People want to see what you're
doing. Oh, yeah, all the time. 1046, Hans and Scotty, this is 97.5, 1280 The Zone and The Zone Sports Network. What you may have missed next, 1105, we'll get into the Jazz game from last night. Also, Matt Harpering will join us coming up at 1205. It's all right here on The Zone Sports Network.
Slow Mo Joe.
The Joe Ingles Show with DJ and PK.
So when you get teed up, does that mean you got to be quiet the rest of the game?
Everyone kept saying, leave him alone, you've already got one. I was like, I'm not leaving him alone because they obviously missed it and it really annoyed me at that time. The best part is that I said to him, I can't wait till you watch it at halftime and you have to come back and tell me that you were wrong. And then he came out at halftime and was like, yeah, my bad, I completely missed that. It cost me $2,500 or whatever it costs for a technical foul these days, but I was frustrated. I'd missed all my shots before that. I was like, I'm about to get a nice easy layup on Ennis. And then he fouled me and cost me $2,500. Good time. So I'll take my $2,500 and move on. Okay. I got my money's worth, though. I definitely got my money's worth.
Oh, yeah.
Catch Jazzman Joe Ingles with DJ and PK every Thursday morning on 97.5 1280 The Zone and The Zone Sports Network.
All right, let's go.
You don't have time to watch every game or read every story. Fortunately, we do. Here's what you may have missed on 97.5 1280 The Zone and The Zone Sports Network.
Hans and Scotty here on 97.5, 1280 The Zone and The Zone Sports Network. Time for another edition of What You May Have Missed right here on The Zone. Talk about that Jazz game coming up next. But tell you what, Texas is loading up on the portal. They've picked up a few big key pieces, including former Ute Timmy Allen, now a member of the Texas Longhorn basketball team.
Good for Coach Beard. Timmy's going to be a great piece for them. And I was hoping that Coach Smith could keep him at the University of Utah, but
pretty hard to compete with Texas on that.
Obviously, now that's not going to happen. Speaking of the portal, you know how over the NCAA I am. You know how long I've been over the NCAA.
Yeah.
I think that they're spineless. I think they're despicable. I think they're a bunch of lowlifes, and I think their management skills are below pathetic.
Other than that, though. Pretty good organization.
Just the worst. And I just saw this tweet from Jeff Goodman that makes me feel even more disgusted with the NCAA. So we got all of these things going on in college sports that needs to be monitored.
Yes.
Jeff Goodman just put out a tweet, said, I have now been told the NCAA is going to track the IP addresses for those in the transfer portal and come down hard on the coaches who gave their password to non-coaches. Because remember yesterday, or a couple days ago, I said, hey, Scotty, you could see a whole list of every player. 24/7 was running lists of every player in the portal. And so I went through the portals, both basketball and football. I did portal breakdowns, how many offensive linemen were in there, how many receivers, how many quarterbacks. I looked at the college portal. It was over 1,200 players in the college portal,
yep.
Basketball. portal. And I'm like, this is great, man. You could see the transfer portal. You see everybody. And it shows school transferring from, school transferring to. It's got a question mark. It's kind of fun to follow. Well, apparently they're going to find the coaches that gave their passwords to non-coaches and going to come down on them. Thanks for that, NCAA. Way to spend your time and money on some of the stupidest things you can possibly spend your time and money on.
Okay. All right, a couple things on this, too. You're not going to come down on the teams that actually had coaches admitting on tape that they were cheating. Like, where's Arizona's punishment? You know, like there's a lot of coaches out there doing some stuff that you have actual evidence of. You haven't done anything. North Carolina created fake classes for its athletes, and you did nothing. And now you're going to go after coaches' IP addresses, which, by the way, can be, you know, coach can spend $10 on a VPN on his phone and completely obliterate any chance you have to track his IP address. Like, this is just them throwing something out there like, oh, we're coming hard on. No, you're not. You're just saying stuff. Nobody takes you serious. You know, this is ridiculous. All it is for show. They're not doing anything.
They're treating these IP addresses like they treated Yoli Childs. Like, oh, all of a sudden something's important to you. I will never forgive the NCAA for what they did to Yoli Childs.
Well, and
I will never forgive them.
And it just goes back to when you're an AD or you're a coach and the NCAA comes and says, hey, we've heard about this stuff. And you'd be like, no, never happened. Never, ever, ever, ever. That's the one thing BYU did wrong is they admitted guilt. They said, yeah, Yoli signed this paper or whatever. And they're like, so what are we going to do? Oh, well, he can't play for half the season. And they should have just said, no, he never signed anything. Well, it says his signature right here. Like, he doesn't remember signing that at all. Well, it's his name, and he signed it, and then we matched it to another signature. Nope, not his. Like, all right, well, have a good year. Go ahead.
I understand that one of the codes of moral conduct is to never lie. But one of the codes of moral conduct should be never tell the truth to a spineless, despicable, low life management group.
11th commandment.
That should be the code of conduct.
Yeah.
Always lie to people that are less than scum of the earth. And that's what the NCAA is. They're absolutely scum of the earth. Wasting their time and attention on the stupidest things. While all these big beasts that are destroying college athletics continue to just feed while they turn a blind eye.
Yeah.
Sorry, just had it with the NCAA.
I mean, and then the whole thing is pretty much everybody has a VPN on their phone anyway. Like, and most guys are using burner phones or secondary phones. I mean, you go into any coach's office, and when he unloads his pockets and he takes out his cell phone, there's usually two or three more cell phones in his pocket.
Yeah.
I'm just telling you how it is.
And if there's not, they probably should start doing that.
Yeah.
I want college football to get away from the NCAA. You know, there's a part of me, though, that believes there has to be some type of governance with these entities, with these college football bodies. There has to be some type of governance.
Yeah.
But the NCAA and its ability to manage it is long gone. It was long gone when I was playing college football. Some of the absolute moronic things that they asked, required, and requested of us. I'll never forget, Scotty, getting married and having a doctor who was a friend of ours offered to give my wife and I a couch. We're college kids.
Yeah.
It's a used couch. He offered to give the couch to me and my wife. Well, obviously, our requirement at BYU was to make sure that we informed anybody of anything that we're getting for free. So I did that, and it was, don't take that couch.
You can't have the free couch.
That is a violation. Can't take that couch. And in my mind, I thought, okay, it's lie until I die time. This is not a management body that is out for me. This is not somebody that's concerned with me taking a used couch from a doctor as a college athlete. And I know some of you might think, well, you were a college athlete. You must have had a lot. No, I had nothing. Zero. I was still calling my parents every month asking for between $500 and $700 to live and exist. My wife was working at the time for SOS staffing, by the way, which was a rough job. SOS staffing every morning dealing with, you know.
So she was a temp then?
She actually worked placing people. She worked placing
people. Oh, okay.
So she'd have all these people coming in, and when I needed to pick up a couple extra dollars, she would place me on a job site. Until one time, she placed me and Scott Brown on a job to help transport fireworks. And then I was like, we had to wipe our feet and get rid of static electricity so we didn't blow up the building. Oh, I'd rather not go work with fireworks.
I'm surprised you didn't just, you know, maybe skim a few.
No, I'm not talking about jumping jacks and flowers. I'm talking about those, you know, 250-pound mortars that they...
Oh, okay. Like a fireworks show.
Yes. Like some of the things were as big as this table that we're sitting at.
Snakes and sparklers. Where's the good stuff, man? Good stuff. This is the good stuff. Snakes and sparklers.
Are you nuts, dude? You need stuff to explode. Go.
That stuff was on the back end of Saratoga Springs in some crazy warehouse, and I was moving it, thinking to myself, my wife put me on this job. What does that say to me?
Well, she probably put you on that job after she asked you to do the dishes and you were playing Madden all day.
Yeah, that's another story. I was playing Blitz, Nintendo 64. I felt like in my off time, that was my off time. When she was working, that was her time. But when I was in my off time, that's my time. So my buddy showed up at 7 o'clock in the morning. This is about 5 months after being married. All my teammates, like 8 of us. 7 o'clock in the morning, we'd start playing Blitz on a day off. And she got back at about 5, and none of us had moved. We'd all made dishes. And
sink full of dishes.
She's just this newly married girl with this.
Down here, it's our time. It's our time down here.
This house full of stinky dudes. And she walks in. I'm like, hey, babe, come give me a hug and kiss. And
fire up another batch of Tostinos.
She's looking at me like, oh, what did I do? I've made a really bad mistake here.
Oh, but look at you now. You guys are fine.
Oh, we're soaring with the Eagles now, Scotty.
Hans and Scotty, we're live here at My Hearing Centers. Matt's with us once again, 801-438-7058. All right, so let's talk about these Active X hearing aids, because it seems like every time we're here, there's like the latest and greatest, and then it seems like I can't get much better than this, and then we come by again, and they're even better.
Well, and that's the fun part about technology, right? It's always improving, always getting better. I wish I had a great story like Hans about why technology is improving, but I think everyone already knows the technology gets better because we can make things smaller, and we can make things smaller, or we can improve on technology, especially small technology that fits in your ear. So you got this tiny earbud.
Wow, look at this thing. That's the full.
That's everything. So that's got more technology in that thing than the first shuttle that launched into space.
What?
Yeah.
Are you serious?
Absolutely. to connect to your cell phone, fully rechargeable. Comes with this really nifty case that has 3 days more worth of charging.
So you can recharge it right there in the case.
So what do I get? 3 days, 4 days out of this?
Yeah, you get total 4 days. So once it's fully charged, you got the day one on the hearing aids and 3 more days in the charger.
So I was thinking about this, you know, as computers get older, in fact, mine's getting a little bit older, it'll hold a charge for about 4 or 5 hours. Mm-hmm. You know, when you get a new computer, it's like 12, 14 hours or something you can get out of it. There's got to be a lot of people out there that are just sick of their hearing aid battery dying.
Yeah. So if you don't have a rechargeable battery, which is if your hearing aids are 5 years or older, you probably don't have a good rechargeable option. And so you're actually every week you're taking a little you know, pill-sized battery out of that hearing aid
and
putting a new one in. So it's kind of ridiculous. If you have, you know, somewhere between 3 to 5 year old hearing aids, yeah, you have a rechargeable battery, but that thing is not lasting. And so these ones are actually fully warrantied up to 5 years with the battery or the power cell that's in there. So what we do is at about 4.5 years, we send it to the manufacturer. Manufacturer pops out the battery, puts a new one in there. So you get about 9 to 10 years of a good good battery life on the technology. As long as you're coming in to see us regularly, we switch it out.
That's really impressive. And here's the thing. We're going to give away a pair of those today.
That's right. If you're one of the first people that call and schedule a free hearing evaluation in any of our offices, we're going to get you into a drawing. One of those 30 people are going to win a set of these for free. Additionally, everyone that calls in and schedules an appointment, you also have a chance to try the hearing aids risk-free for 30 days and then get a gift card to Home Depot as a thank you.
Wow. Call right now, 801-438-7058, because we know I have a lot of our listeners. They're struggling maybe with their hearing, or they've got a loved one that's struggling with their hearing. Just make the phone call. Let's go. Just set up a consultation.
That's right. And if you're worried about what it's going to look like in your ear, this is the right technology for you. These are smaller than your custom earbuds. And you got to come look at them. You got to try them out. Give us a call, 801-438-7058.
801-438-7058, right here on 97.5, 1280 The Zone.